with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 20th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, Galen Catholic boys basketball has a new head coach for the 2023-2024 season. Yesterday, the Jays hosted their end-of-the-year banquet, and outgoing head coach Mike Langel announced that longtime assistant Ryan Wilchin will be taking over as the new head coach of the Galen Catholic boys basketball program. Wilchin has been an assistant with Langel for the last 8 seasons, assisting the varsity program in their offensive game. Wilchin is a 1989 graduate of Galen Catholic who played for the boys basketball team under Mike Scram, who also coached Langel back in the 70s. Wilchin's 3 sons, Blake, Cole, and Gabe, have all gone through the Galen Catholic boys basketball program in their time, with Gabe currently heading into his senior year with the Jays next year. Of course, Langel retires from the Galen Catholic boys basketball program after 18 seasons as its head coach. In those 18 years, Langel compiled a 277-win and 141-loss record at Galen Catholic. Once again, longtime Galen Catholic boys basketball assistant Ryan Wilchin, 1989 graduate of Galen Catholic, has been announced as the new Galen Catholic boys basketball head coach for the upcoming 2023-2024 basketball season. Let's take a look at some sports action from the weekend, get you caught up on that. The track and field season, indoor track and field season, is upon us. On Friday, the Hinton track teams went up to Wayne State College for an indoor meet hosted by the Wayne State College track team. Taking a look at some girls' results, first of all, the Blackhawks placed first and second in the 400-meter dash. Cadence Peters and Peyton Beck were first there. At the 800-meter run, Gabby Friesen and Ava Lang placed first and third for the Blackhawks. Casey Allen, third in the 1600-meter run. 3200-meter run saw Haley Jarvis and Morgan Vogt finish first and third. Bailey Bovee won the girls' 60-meter hurdles. 4x160 relay came in second. The 4x400 girls' relay was first, as was the 4x800-meter relay. High jump, Bailey Bovee was first with a personal record of 5'3¼". Lauren Kunkel of Hinton in the girls' shot put was first, 34'6". To the boys' results, Will Hagstrom of Hinton, 60-meter dash, third-place finisher. 200-meter dash saw Carson Pierce place second. Beau DeRocher won the 400-meter dash for the Blackhawks. Caleb Brower was second in the 800-meter runs. Brett Leitru was second in the 1600-meter run as well. In the 3200-meter run, Zach Siepersma and Jack Dedeker were first and third, respectively, for the Blackhawks. 60-meter hurdles saw Garrett Stahl and Gabe Anderson finish first and third. 4x400 relay team for Hinton of Caden Winters, Cale Sudbeck, Gabe Anderson, and Beau DeRocher placed first. And the 4x800-meter relay placed second. And the boys' high jump for Hinton, second and third place to Colt Frank and Ty Jones, respectively. Long jump, first and third for Beau DeRocher and Gabe Anderson. Of course, DeRocher, the defending state champ in the long jump. And in the boys' shot put, the Blackhawk throwers placed the top three. Garrett Divis first, Reese Stokes second, Brooks Benepose third in shot put at the Wayne State College indoor. Look out for those Hinton boys' throwers. And we've got a link to those results on our website at klem1410.com. And on Saturday, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central track team was in Storm Lake at an indoor meet hosted by Buena Vista. A number of teams were in action at BVU. Taking a look at some of the results, we'll switch from boys to girls off and on. First, the boys' 60-meter hurdles. Bo Goodwin got a good start to the day. He placed third with a time of 8.7 seconds. And then he went on and placed second in the high jump, 6'2" for Bo Goodwin of KPWC. Girls' shot put saw Allie Schweitzberger place third. She had a good offseason last year as well and has taken this into the school year, 33'8½" for Schweitzberger. Girls' sprint medley team for KPWC was third, as was the shuttle hurdle relay. And the 4x800-meter relay was second for the girls' track team at KPWC. The boys' 4x800-meter relay also placed third as Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central got their season going at Buena Vista and an indoor meet hosted by the Beavers. There's also some tournament basketball this weekend at the NAIA Women's Basketball National Championship in Sioux City was the championship game, and for the first time ever, Clark University won the national title over Thomas More, who was looking to defend. The Pride won it 63-52 at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City on Saturday. In the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament on Saturday, the action at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines saw a great upset as 8-seeded Arkansas defeated top-seeded Kansas 72-71, ending the Jayhawks' hopes of repeating. And of course, Arkansas features a Lamar's Community Basketball alum in Caleb Klein, who now ups his overall record as a player and a coach at the Well to 4 wins and 1 loss. An outstanding win for the Razorbacks and Coach Klein, and they are going to move on to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament. The other game in Des Moines saw Texas, the 2-seed, beat Penn State, the 10-seed, 71-66. And other men's basketball tournament scores of note from Saturday, the 15-seeded Tigers of Princeton, they upset the 7-seeded Tigers of Missouri 78-63, and Princeton is on to the Sweet 16. That's now 3 years in a row that a 15-seed has made it to at least the Sweet 16 round of the men's basketball tournament. On Sunday, yesterday at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, the Creighton Blue Jays and Coach McDermott are moving on to the Sweet 16 with an upset win over Baylor, the 3-seed, 85-76. Other scores of note from yesterday saw Michigan State upset the 2-seed Marquette, 69-60, and Florida Atlantic, the 9-seed, ended the Cinderella run of 16-seeded Fairleigh Dickinson, 78-70. In the Women's Basketball National Tournament on Saturday, still in the round of 64, it was Toledo upsetting Iowa State. The 12-seeded Rockets ended the Cyclone season 80-73, and Louisville knocked off Drake 83-81. Good showing by the Bulldogs as a 12-seed out of the Missouri Valley Conference. And another score of note from Saturday, it was Florida Gulf Coast, another 12-seed, defeating Washington State 74-63. And yesterday, it was the round of 32 in the NCAA men's women's basketball tournament getting started, and the Iowa Hawkeyes avenged their demons from last year, losing in the round of 32. They knocked off Georgia yesterday, 74-66, so the Hawkeyes are onto the Sweet 16. South Dakota State, the only regional team still alive in the round of 32, and they had their season end against the top-seeded Hokies of Virginia Tech, 72-60. Great season for the Jackrabbits, and Akron Westfield alum Natalie Nielsen, who played her first season with the Jackrabbits this year. Other scores of note from yesterday in the NCAA Women's Basketball National Tournament, it was Ole Miss knocking off the top-seeded Cardinal of Stanford 54-49. That's in the NCAA Women's Basketball National Tournament yesterday. And taking a look at the sports schedule for today, our track teams in town will get a chance to open up the season. No team scores are going to be kept, but they will have some official results of this one. Lamar's Community and Galen Catholic Track and Field, they are in Sioux Center tonight at an indoor meet hosted by Dort University. Best of luck to the Bulldogs and Jays as they start their competition season officially today. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.